News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
My voice was not that familiar for about 6 months when I was strolling the city, walking like 8-10 miles a day like a madman. But what are you going to do during a coronavirus and an unexpected little slice of unemployment? What do y'all want from me?
Your voice was maybe a little too familiar to your wife over those 6 months, I'm sure.
We talked about that. Kim and I would walk every day separately. How about that? That's key to keep that marriage together. All right. Like I know. Anyway, it is 6 minutes after 7 o'clock with Dan and Dalton. And before we get to Kane's traffic, you got an update too on airport.
Yeah, so Leanna came in and let us know that Airport Boulevard westbound just in front of IHOP. So just before you get to McGregor, westbound on airport, apparently there's been an accident. And at least a few minutes ago, traffic was stopped westbound and moving slowly eastbound on airport. But that is something to look out for if you're traveling down airport right now. But coming up in just a minute, we'll have more traffic from Kane.
Right now, Dr. Bill and the weather.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers and a few thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, scattered showers, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and high temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You've heard about CBD, but do you really know about CBD? Take a few minutes to learn why so many of your friends and family now use CBD for its natural health benefits. Your CBD store of Westmobile will explain how it works with the body and the many products on the market. Your CBD store is locally owned and sells only third-party lab-tested, high-quality products. Owner Joe Brown is more than happy to discuss the science of CBD with you. Call today, 260-3223, your CBD store of Westmobile on Hillcrest, north of Greelot.
From the SpringhillToyota.com traffic center, still there, I-10 eastbound at Rangeline Road. Also, we've got another accident, I-10 eastbound at Highway 90 by the overpass. Both of those are going to be with injuries. Cottage Hill and Nanchez Trail Court, they've got another wreck in Airport at Bourbon Drive with injuries still in the middle of the roadway. SpringHill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, where you can buy your next car all online. It's easy. Secure your vehicle, pick your financing and options, and schedule a store pickup or home delivery. SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Well, before deciding whether you should believe everything Dalton's got to say about the coronavirus every day, keep in mind his wife's maiden name is Fauci.
Married into the Fauci family.
You still may be on the fence one way or the other, but anyway, Dalton does a great job of breaking down the numbers and the trends and what it all means.
Yeah, so let's take a look. Nationally now, over 5.7 million total cases of coronavirus and over 169,000 have died due to COVID-19. Now, nationally, the number of daily new cases is continuing to fall. We're averaging around what we were averaging back on June 30th. The number of hospitalized patients in America is as low as it's been since July 5th, and the percentage of people testing positive now as low as it's been in 2 months. So that's great news. Now, testing, we were up over 800,000 tests a day just a couple weeks ago. That number has dropped. Right now, there are over 680,000 coronavirus tests being performed daily. And finally, America averaging fewer than 1,000 deaths per day over 7 days for the first time since July 29th. I think I speak for everyone when I say hopefully we'll continue to see the number of daily deaths fall along with the lower number of cases and hospitalizations. Here in Alabama, over 110,000 confirmed cases now, and we're nearing 2,000 deaths. Right now, 1,950 Alabamians have perished because of the virus. And you look statewide, the number of new cases around what we were seeing in late June, the number of new cases had been dropping since we were averaging 2,000 per day back on July 18th, but they have started ticking up again over the last week. So we were seeing a few weeks there of steadily dropping new case numbers. That number over the last week has ticked up just a little bit.
Would you guess it's got anything to do with enrollment in schools or in certainly universities?
Yeah, I would say that would probably be it, because remember Tuscaloosa, the students heading to the University of Alabama, they had them test before going in. Now, the numbers weren't very high for them there, but students also going back to elementary school and parents, I think there may have been an uptick, maybe more fraternizing after people were seeing the numbers drop for a few weeks.
Yeah, the behavior keeps changing, and that's why these numbers are important, and that's why the context of the numbers is equally important.
Right.
Because our behavior, of course, is based on what the information we're getting, you know, and I think a lot of us are still being pretty cautious.
Yeah, and if you look at the daily numbers, you know, those could be hit or miss because of reporting issues from different sites and counties that send it all to the state level. So it's better to look at the week or biweekly averages. Testing down a little bit in Alabama, just like the nation, we're now averaging just under 10,000 tests per day. That's about 3,000 lower than our peak that we hit last week for testing. Yesterday, though, only 814 new tests were registered. So remember, I just said you want to check out the averages. I'm assuming from past instances of this that there was a reporting issue with the tests. We could see a backlog of tests reported today or later this week. Current hospitalizations and daily deaths for the state, the lowest they've been since mid-July. Here in Mobile, Baldwin County's, the surrounding areas, new cases way down. Mobile's averaging 71 per day and Baldwin County 28 per day. That's right around what we were seeing at the end of June. Hospitalizations were up a little bit last week over the week prior, but still lower than what we were seeing back in July and early August. And locally, Mobile and Baldwin County, we've been seeing anywhere from 2 to 3 deaths per day since mid-July.
I'd help me out with testing a little bit. So still, just say I wanted to get a test.
Right.
But if I inquired about that to any health, you know, hospital or office or where they're testing out in the parking lot somewhere, I would have to be showing some symptoms before they would agree to test me. Isn't that right?
I still think, and maybe things have changed since I probably called about a month and a half ago to see about getting a test. And
I think we called the same day.
We might have.
Yeah.
Things may have changed since then. I do know that at least back then they were asking over the phone whether you were displaying any symptoms, how much close contact you've had with somebody who has had coronavirus. And they seem pretty lenient. They'll let you get a test if you really, really want one.
Okay.
But they do kind of ask those as qualifiers before you're allowed to get the test.
Okay.
So testing is available. I still think they might be a little bit reserved just in case there's some kind of mad rush for testing. But testing has been down a little bit locally and around the nation.
So coronavirus, there's a lot of consequences that have come along with the virus. Some of that is money that has landed in our mailbox. And if you want to say the governor's mailbox, too.
Yeah, I got to find out where that mailbox is located. But, you know, they've stalled up in Washington, D.C. on a second coronavirus stimulus relief bill. You know, we've been talking about that for weeks now. But Alabama originally was given $1.8 billion under that first CARES Act. And so far, remember, the legislature voted to allow Governor Ivey kind of spread that money around on her own. Right now, only $300 million of that $1.8 billion is left uncommitted.
Ooh.
Now, $1.5 billion has been committed. Not nearly that much has already been spent. Only $168 million of that $1.5 billion has been spent to this point. They're saying that $300 million that's been uncommitted, they might use that to pay off some of these unemployment claims that come from a trust fund. So they're batting around the possibilities with that extra $300 million that we're left with. But so far, I'll kind of run down, you know, they've...
Yeah, where's that money going?
They've committed $70 million to the State Department of Education's Health and Wellness Grant Program. So that pays to, you know, get testing done for students and help with the school nurses, create situations in schools that are a little bit safer than what we were seeing pre-pandemic. $100 million for the Educational Remote Learning Devices Grant Program. It's for all these schools that are doing remote or virtual learning. $100 million for Alabama Broadband Connectivity for students. Same thing there. $50 million for nursing homes for COVID-19 costs. $50 million to hospitals to provide care for patients. $18 million in addition to nursing homes for testing of the residents and staff. $50 million to nonprofit and faith-based organizations that have been financially impacted. And $26 million to help cattle and poultry producers because, you know, they've been hurt by the pandemic as well. $7 million to the Alabama Department of Mental Health. $100 million to Revive Alabama. It's a grant program that's helping small businesses that have been affected by the pandemic. $50 million to colleges and universities in the state, and $30 million to establish a free testing program for college students.
I was having conversations with a friend of mine when all this went down. You know, probably late March, early April. We were talking about who's going to be in the most peril, the most trouble, and we were really worried about our friends at the nonprofits.
Yeah.
Child Advocacy Center, Victory Health Partners, American Cancer Society, Light of the Village. These are names and organizations you know. If you generally give to them, this would be a good time to do that because they got to be in need right now.
Yeah, just like so many local business owners, they've also been affected.
Yep. Sports on the way?
Yeah, the preseason AP Top 25 poll was released yesterday. And Dan, a team that isn't even playing this year, outranked all the SEC teams. I'll let you know who that is coming up in sports.
I think I know who it is.
This information update brought to you by Wildlife Solutions. When you need experts for any type of wild animal control, call Wildlife Solutions. Rodent and insect removal and property repair. Wildlife Solutions, 654-6778.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A 19-year-old was shot last night on Farnell Drive in Mobile. Happened just before 10 o'clock. Teenager was taken to the hospital. We do not know how badly he was hurt. We also don't know if a suspect has been arrested. It's election day in Alabama, and voters will head to the polls this morning in some cities across the state. Spanish Fort Mayor Mike McMillan, embroiled in controversy, faces three challengers. McMillan is facing a criminal harassment charge for allegedly slapping a female city employee. In Pritchard, a candidate for city council is no stranger to controversy. Shakisha Clemens is on the ballot today, but you may remember her name from a 2018 video showing her arrest at a Waffle House in Saraland. Employees at the Waffle House told police Clemens threatened them when she was told she had to pay for plastic utensils. Video shows Clemens, who was found guilty of resisting arrest, in a struggle with police. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Good morning, Ron. It's Dave.
Dude, what did you do now?
Since the mask ordinance started, I thought it'd be a good idea for the kids to be creative and make their own. You know, keep them entertained and safe.
Dave, that sounds inventive and fun for the kids. I may even tell my son about that.
Well, they did such a great job, I shared a video of them wearing them on TikTok.
Sounds great, Dave.
No, it wasn't. Turns out they got into Mrs. Dave's top dresser drawer. Now, all our family and friends have seen the kids dancing around wearing the wife's unmentionables as face masks. I'm going to need something really nice to get out of this one.
I know we have a beautiful vintage black onyx stone in a white and gold setting. She'll love it. I'm sure Tony, our jeweler, still has her ring size on file. I have Tony get right on it.
Hopefully, you'll never be in the same situation as Dave. But when you want a unique special gift for any occasion, your first choice should be Mobile Bay Coins.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store at 2204 Government Street. Find them on Facebook and at mobilebaycoins.com.
Your business deserves better. Better internet, better phones, and better support. At C Spire Business, better is what we do best. With our business internet and phone bundles, you won't just get higher speeds, more reliability, and industry-leading VoIP phones. You'll get local experts who are there for you 24/7. So your business doesn't just run better, it is better. Find the best internet and phone bundle for your business at cspire.com/businessbundle.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
1065.
1065.
Good morning. 7:19 here on FM Talk 1065. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We're just over 1 week away from the first college football games of the 2020 season. Mobile's own South Alabama Jaguars will face Southern Miss in Hattiesburg, Mississippi next Thursday at September the 3rd. They're kicking off the NCAA D1 schedule. That game will be followed by UAB hosting Central Arkansas in Birmingham. Yesterday, the Associated Press released the AP Writer's annual preseason Top 25 poll. AP college football writer Ralph Russo told Paul Feinbaum yesterday, which you can hear right here on FM Talk 106.5, Russo said that the poll included teams whose seasons have been postponed, but that once the season begins, they will include only the teams that take the field, and that makes sense. For the second year in a row, the Clemson Tigers will begin the season as the top-ranked team in the nation. Dabo Swinney's team received 32 of 62 first-place votes. The Ohio State Buckeyes come in ranked second with 21 first-place votes. Buckeyes were the favorites to win the Big Ten before the conference leaders announced that they would be postponing their fall season.
Yeah,
Jason Day?
No, Fields from Georgia that went.
Oh,
to,
Justin Fields.
Yeah, once he left Georgia, he was dead to me, so I forget his first name. But anyway, it's funny that he's starting this coalition or this movement to get them to play.
Mm-hmm.
And if he would have just stayed where he was, he would be playing this year.
Is there a chance he transfers back? Will Georgia take him?
That'll be, they'll have 21 quarterbacks in that room. They'll have to knock out a wall.
Bad news, Alabama fans. You're in a slump. For the first time since 2015, Bama not ranked in the top two of the preseason poll, but they do come in at number three.
But, yeah, since Ohio State is dead to us, they're actually number two.
They've been crowned number two.
Yeah, they on the show.
Yeah, they are the Congress leaders here. They're the Nancy Pelosi of college football. The vice president was knocked out. They're knocked up to number two.
You're not making friends with that comparison.
Not right now. No. Georgia ranked fourth, Oklahoma fifth, followed by LSU, Penn State, Florida, Oregon, Notre Dame comes in at number 10, and the Auburn Tigers at number 11. Altogether, there's a conference-leading seven SEC teams ranked in the top 25. Yesterday, the College Football Playoff Committee announced new dates for its rankings of the teams. The CFP rankings are truly the most important because those polls are used to decide the teams that will compete for the national championship at the end of the season. If everything goes according to plan, the first official CFP rankings will come out on Tuesday, November 17th, and the committee will release new rankings each Tuesday until Selection Sunday on December 20th. That's when the four selections for the playoff will be announced. The Rose Bowl and Sugar Bowl will hopefully be the two semifinal games played on January 1st of 2021, and the championship game scheduled to be played in Miami on Monday, January the 11th. In the NHL playoffs, the New York Islanders and goalie Semyon Varlamov shut out Philadelphia 4-0 to take a 1-0 series lead in their Eastern Conference semifinal matchup. And the Dallas Stars scored five unanswered goals to beat Colorado 5-2 and take a 2-0 series lead. 722 FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
It'll be amazing that if on the Monday evenings, the sports show you have every Monday night.
Sports Night on FM Talk 106.5.
You and Coy are actually breaking down college football from previous weekend right throughout the fall. That'd be incredible.
I will be in heaven. Dan, yeah. We went 4 months without sports, yeah. So I'll take anything I can get.
I'm with you, man. If we hit this SEC football, that'll be something. It is 7:22 now. Mobile Mornings, Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers and a few thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, scattered showers, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and high temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, this is Jack Burrell. I'm running for Fairhope City Council, Place 1. I'm asking the citizens of Fairhope for your vote for re-election on August the 25th. As your city council president for the last 8 years, I will continue to serve each and every citizen of Fairhope. I promise to support needed improvements to our wastewater, water, electrical, and natural gas systems. Continue to lead the way in fiscal responsibility, lead the fight to maintain the unique character and beauty of Fairhope, and ask the difficult questions and tackle the most difficult issues in a fair and impartial way. I'm deeply rooted in Fairhope, having served as a volunteer and public servant for over 2 decades. An Alabama Advanced Certified Municipal Official, a member of the Fairhope Airport Authority, a member of Fairhope Industrial Development Board, Vice Chairman of the Eastern Shore Metropolitan Planning Organization, fighting to keep a toll-free option across Mobile Bay. Like me, Jack Burrell, on Facebook at Jack for Fairhope, that's F-O-R, or visit me at jackforfairhope.com. Thank you.
Paid for by the committee to elect Jack Burrell, P.O. Box 1934, Fairhope, Alabama, 36533.
It's Sean Sullivan. Let me just point out that I don't have to get up as early anymore to talk to Larry Kirby at LCM. Larry, is that okay?
Yeah, you know, I'm tired of waking you up every morning anyway.
All right, so check out Larry Kirby and I talking about what's going on at LCM on Midday Mobile this afternoon on FM Talk 106.5.
From the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, new action off of Moffitt and Kensington Place, moving it out of the roadway now. Still there, I-10 eastbound at Range Line and also I-10 eastbound at Highway 90. Cottage Hill and Natchez Trail Court, another wreck with injuries and another one with injuries at Airport and Berwyn Drive West as we look good across the Bayway and the Causeway. Deep South Speedway racing this Saturday night in Locksley. It's Meet the Drivers Night with 8 divisions of dirt cars running. You can find out more on Facebook. Just look up Deep South Speedway. I-10 Locksley exit and 4 miles north on the left. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Good morning, y'all. Day 2 of Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan. That's me. Been away for a while. Dalton whatever his name is. He's over there. He's not been away for a while. He's been on your radio every day.
I haven't left the studio in years.
He's got this Cal Ripken-like streak going on. Mine was interrupted about 6 months ago.
Torn ACL?
No comment. So, all right, so you may see different traffic patterns today, a little unusual because people are going somewhere that they wouldn't normally be going. They're called polling places, people, you know, going to vote. And so this morning, just be careful out there, get there safely. But if you want to vote before work, you can do that now.
Yeah, and, you know, massive talk. We've been talking for months about this little election coming up in November, a general election between Biden and Trump. And that is important, but we say it often here. Almost or as important or more important are your local elections, and lots of municipal elections in our area today. I believe polls opened at 7 a.m. But you've got races in Daphne for mayor, Spanish Fort, Foley, Pritchard, Chickasaw. There's quite a few cities that have mayoral races. Bayou La Batre, something going on today.
Yeah, somebody reminded us of Bayou La Batre, and I guess they texted with their voice.
Yes, what was it?
It was like, hey, you forgot to mention Bella Battery. So Bella Battery's got some elections.
Yeah, and that's something you'll get used today. To, Dan, reading the text line.
Yeah.
You'll become very proficient at decoding voice-to-text. And God bless everybody out there that's using voice-to-text. Much safer than actually typing on your phone, because that's how you cause one of those accidents Airport Boulevard. But yeah, Daphne has a race today. You know, Dane Haygood was appointed mayor back in 2013.
He always makes his way to the press box when we're doing a game in Daphne.
Oh, really?
Ah.
Funny how that works out.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got several candidates for that race. Steve Carey, Robin Lejeune, Selena Vaughn. Also, you look at some of these other races. Fairhope, there's been a lot of talk about that election. You have incumbent Mayor Karen Wilson running for re-election. Former worker there with the city, Sherry Sullivan's running, John Manelos, and also Annette Sanders. You also have elections in Spanish Fort, where you have incumbent Mayor Mike McMillan trying to win back his seat. He's being challenged by three people, Jeffrey Batley, David Westerfield, and Rebecca Cornelius. Foley, you have Mayor John Coniar, and that one's wide open because he's not seeking re-election. Ralph Helmich is running for there. Also, Aaron Bicca, and there's a few other races as well. Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, they've got mayoral races, and Robertsdale, Bay Minette, Bayou La Batre. Pritchard has a big race, nine people running in that one, including incumbent Mayor Jimmy Gardner. So lots of municipal elections, and polls should be open, so get out and vote.
That's a lot of that's a lot of candidates in Pritchard.
Yeah,
that's a lot of people wanting that job, and that job cannot be an easy job.
It's not, I'm sure.
I you know, pretty well versed with the area because of I'm on the board of an organization called Light of the Village, which is in Alabama Village, which is right in the heart of Pritchard, just a couple of blocks from Vigor High School. So that's a tough job, and more power to you if you get the job. I know Jimmy. And he's been good to our organization, I can say that. But anybody that wants to put themselves in these positions of power, there's, you know, if it's your first time in, there's a lot that goes with it. You know, and also, these local elections are so personality-driven, personal, in a way, you know, I don't think these candidates can say everything they want to say in their advertisements or their campaign commercials.
No way. And it's so important in those local elections to get out, shake hands, meet people, kiss the babies. Yep. We all know the cliches.
Not during Corona.
Don't kiss the babies. Everyone out there, might be too late because it's time to vote, but don't kiss any more babies.
Okay. Anyway, we were spared, it looks like, will be spared by Laura. Dr. Bill has got that and all our weather on the way very shortly on FM Talk 106.5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A 19-year-old was shot last night on Farnell Drive in Mobile. Happened just before 10 o'clock. Teenager was taken to the hospital. We do not know how badly he was hurt. We also don't know if a suspect has been arrested. It's election day in Alabama, and voters will head to the polls this morning in some cities across the state. Spanish Fort Mayor Mike McMillan, embroiled in controversy, faces three challengers. McMillan is facing a criminal harassment charge for allegedly slapping a female city employee. In Pritchard, a candidate for city council is no stranger to controversy. Shakisha Clemens is on the ballot today, but you may remember her name from a 2018 seen video showing her arrest at a Waffle House in Saraland. Employees at the Waffle House told police Clemens threatened them when she was told she had to pay for plastic utensils. Video shows Clemens, who was found guilty of resisting arrest, in a struggle with police. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
So you're moving. You found the perfect house, not too far from town, but now how are you going to get your safe moved? Call Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at 251-479-WARD for a quote. It's what they do. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is your hometown source when it comes to locking up your valuables, and they know how to handle your safe with care. You've got enough to think about. Let Mike Ward's take the worry away. Call 251-479-WARD for a quote today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
Republicans opened their national convention in Charlotte, North Carolina last night. Correspondent Clayton Neville is there.
Delegates who attended the Charlotte nomination were addressed in person by both the president and vice president. The message from the VP, take the momentum from this week's events back to constituents.
We already have the largest grassroots campaign in American history, and we're going to secure 2 million volunteers before Election Day.
Vice President Pence urging Republican leaders to help knock on doors and make phone calls in what the Trump campaign is calling the most important election in this lifetime. Clayton Neville, Charlotte.
LeBron James says his emotions are all over the place after the shooting of Jacob Blake. Blake, an unarmed black man, was shot multiple times in the back by police as he entered an SUV in Kenosha, Wisconsin. His three children, aged 3, 5, and 8, were in the vehicle and witnessed the shooting. Dow futures up 168. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. A federal judge has blocked Apple from shutting down an Epic Games tool that is relied upon by hundreds of other app makers, but had become the subject of an antitrust battle between the companies. The ruling safeguards Fortnite creator Epic's computer graphics software Unreal Engine, which it offers through an affiliate business and which hundreds of games and other apps use to power their apps on Apple's iPhones. Conglomerates are back. After a 12-year absence, Honeywell is muscling back into the Dow Industrials, Raytheon. Honeywell's diverse portfolio stretches from jet engines to N95 masks to portable doorbells. It will vie with Boeing and fellow PPE specialist 3M as the price weighted Dow's biggest manufacturing stock. Tesla CEO Elon Musk has suggested the electric car maker may be able to mass produce longer life batteries with 50% more energy density in 3 to 4 years. Musk tweeted yesterday ahead of Tesla's anticipated Battery Day event on September 22nd. And that's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
This is Paul Lewis, General Manager of Roy Lewis Construction. In 1984, our founding principles were to provide a quality product, build quality relationships, and invest in our employees and community. That's who we are today. We specialize in remodeling and new construction in commercial and industrial applications, restaurants, professional offices, churches, and retail. Your success as a client is our mission, building legacies one relationship at a time. Find us online at RoyLewisConstruction.com.
Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
He's the man. It's Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill, I know that you've been keeping a close eye on those storms for all of us. What's happening now with Marco and then, of course, Laura?
Well, Marco is just about completely dissipated. It's the remnants of it are moving westward very slowly along the Louisiana coast. It's actually out over water. But there's no support in the upper atmosphere at this point for any kind of development. So It's eventually going to completely disappear. However, it has left its mark in our area because it brought in a lot of moist air and very humid conditions now that cover our area as well as Mississippi and Alabama and Northwest Florida. Right now, we're watching, of course, Laura. Laura is now into the southeastern Gulf, and it looks like it will be developing rapidly here in the next 24 hours and become a hurricane. But not just a simple hurricane, it'll become a major hurricane at landfall, which will occur early on Thursday along the Texas-Louisiana border. And so winds will likely reach upwards of 115 to 120 miles per hour at landfall in the next 24 to 36 hours. Right now, though, it's a tropical storm. And but as it gets into the warmer waters, and that intensification will occur. That storm, or Laura, will also bring in humid air. Now, it's going to go in way to the west of us, and that means we get the southerly wind and all that moisture coming into our area. And that'll be for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And with all that moist air, it means showers and thunderstorms. So today, look for showers and a few thunderstorms, high in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few scattered showers, upper 70s, so it'll be near 80 degrees for a low tonight. And then tomorrow, a good chance for showers with a high in the upper 80s. And then, as I mentioned, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, good chance for showers and a few thunderstorms. Most of the activity in the afternoon, but we will see showers at any time, nighttime, late afternoon, evening. That's the way it's going to be for several days, and the high temperature over the weekend will be around 90 degrees.
So lots and lots of rain, Dr. Bill. And, you know, it's already been an active hurricane season. I mean, we're already on Storm L. So two questions for you. Laura, this is the first major storm that will be hitting America, I presume. And also, when do we hit the peak of hurricane season?
Yeah, we've got a ways to go yet for the peak. It's not till the middle of September. And after that, we begin the second half of the season and remain fairly active through September and into October. And I wouldn't be surprised this season, the way things are going, we'll see some activity into November.
Is it true that the Big Ten and the Pac-12 have canceled hurricane season in those parts of the country?
About everything else.
Because of COVID, yeah, right.
But, yeah, we've got two situations here. They're going to bring all of this moist, this very humid air in, and it means that we're going to see numerous showers and thunderstorms and all the way through the weekend.
Did the folks at Colorado State finally get it right this year, or am I picking on them when I shouldn't? I know that you're aware of what they did. That's the National Hurricane Center right there out in Colorado.
Yeah, this is Colorado State University,
yeah.
And they've been doing this for a long, long time. Yeah, they did forecast an active season, and looking as much as a total of around 23-24 named storms, and we're on the way toward that number because, as I mentioned, we got a long way to go for this hurricane season.
It is 7:39. Thank you very much, Dr. Bill.
Okay, Dan.
That is staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, who is, Sean says this is when Dr. Bill earns his money for real, right?
That's exactly right. He is in the stretch, the home, well, not in the home stretch, right, because that comes after the peak. So he is in the lead up to the main event with the peak of hurricane season still on the way. And, yeah, it looks like we, in our area at least, dodged one with Laura heading westward and with Marco kind of dissipating. But watch out, Louisiana, and watch out, east coast of Texas. Just like us, they've seen a number of storms in their day.
You know, it's crazy, too, because he always tries to emphasize that we're not even at the midway point of the peak of hurricane season. So, but it that stretches into October. And October along the Gulf Coast, it's curious because it's one of the most pleasant months along the Gulf Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, we've got those threat of hurricanes.
Yeah,
it's kind of either or.
Exactly. But you know what this was good for with Laura when the spaghetti models were showing it going anywhere from Houston to Pensacola? I noticed in my neighborhood, and I'm sure it was happening everywhere, kind of a dry run.
Yep.
People preparing. I heard generators getting cranked up and people kind of not necessarily batting things down, but getting prepared to bat things down. So thankfully, it's not coming to our area, but with hurricanes on the way, who knows? We're likely to at least get a small one this year, I would say.
Okay. It is 7:40, almost 7:41 now, FM Talk 106.5, and it's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig.
Sticks River Shooting Center in Robertsdale has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Sticks River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sticks River Shooting Center, a fun place to shoot. Come get your aim on.
My trip to Israel last year profoundly changed me. I traveled from Gethsemane, where Christ prayed, to Mass on the Sea of Galilee. I went to Bethlehem to see where he was born, and then to his tomb, where he rose from the dead. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan, but it was a place at the Sermon on the Mount where we were taught the Beatitudes that gave me a renewed sense of purpose, to always protect the hopeless, the helpless, and the powerless. Those principles are why I used my good fortune to help build the Morgan & Morgan Hunger Relief Center at Second Harvest, and why we have spent millions of dollars to raise the minimum wage in Florida. My purpose today is different than when I first started. My firm has been my ministry after my brother Tim was hurt. Never did I think we would become the largest injury firm in the world, but here we are, and we are here for you. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Morgan & Morgan, for all God's people.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
From the Deep South Speedway Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers wrapping up accidents I-10 eastbound at Highway 90, Airport and Bourbon Drive at Cottage Hill and Natchez Trail Court. We look good so far across the Bayway and the Causeway. Again, heavier traffic off of Old Shell, Spring Hill, the Dolphin at 65. This Friday, August 28th, it's Test and Tune Drag Racing at US 90 Dragway in Irvington. See you at the Dragway. Kids 12 and under are free. Find out more on Facebook. Get all the details also at us90dragway.net. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Sportsman's Marine has been your trusted boat dealership on the Eastern Shore since 1950. With that much experience, we know what's reliable. Yamaha. And Sportsman's Marine is the Gulf Coast's five-star Yamaha service dealer. You don't want to trust anything else when saltwater boating and saltwater fishing. If it's time to replace or upgrade your old motor, visit sportsmansmarine.com. Check out this year's newest Yamaha outboard motors. Visit sportsmansmarine.com or call 251-928-2244 today.
AL Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan now and Dalton Orwig on FM Talk 106.5. It's 7:43. Don't leave without the umbrella. Maybe even a windbreaker with a hood or something like that. It could get kind of nasty out there. And this is the forecast I'm giving you about today. And it actually... It extends on into the weekend.
And, you know, I'm about to out myself as a dummy, but I've heard people say to get the galoshes. What exactly, Dan, is a galosh?
Well, taken from a man who has added himself as a dummy millions of times on live radio in his life, don't sweat that part. Galoshes, I guess, are basically the what you would put over your shoes.
Okay.
In case of wet weather. Are they even still out there? Do people... If galoshes don't exist in Mobile, where would they exist?
Yeah, check Mobile and check Seattle, and if they're not there, then there's no need for galoshes anymore.
No, I think there is a need for galoshes. They're just such a hideous fashion choice that somehow... pride keeps us from putting our galoshes on because of the ridicule we will take when we hit this. Now, our shoes will be dry, but everybody's like, are you kidding? Is that what you're wearing on your feet?
See, what I do, I buy a pair of Crocs. It's a couple sizes too big, and then I step my shoe into the Crocs. Those are the new galoshes.
Those are galoshes?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You're on to something. 7:44, a little feature we call News of the Fools. There are foolish people out there. And occasionally they do something so foolish that they end up on national news. I mean, we're not breaking the story like we're the only one who knows about this dumb guy.
Yeah.
But we're the only ones talking about this dumb guy right now on FM Talk 106.5. So we're going to frame it the News of the Fools.
All right.
If you're going to be... If you're a bad person or you do bad things, don't you know the one thing you shouldn't ever do is return to the scene of the crime? Isn't that like bad guy 101? Like, you're sitting down in class to become a bad person. Mm-hmm. One of the first things they probably teach you is, hey, man, don't go back.
Right.
Where you went.
You crack open the textbook.
Right.
And the very first page says, do not return to scene of crime.
Even before the index, it yeah. says, do not return to the scene of the crime. So this guy did it. And, of course, he's down in on the coast of Florida. 27-year-old Herbert McClellan, he went to a Speedway gas station in Clearwater around 2 o'clock last... It was 2 o'clock in the morning. This is last week.
Okay.
And off he goes, and he's got a great idea. He sees that the guy at the counter isn't paying attention, so he steals about $102 worth of lottery scratches.
Okay, interesting. Okay? Interesting yeah. choice there.
Then he came back in the store a few hours later to cash in the $30 prize he won. He comes back to that store.
The same one where he stole the tickets.
And he's only winning $30.
What an idiot.
So the employees immediately say, remember that guy from 2 o'clock this morning that bought the Yoo-Hoo, but he stole everything else? Herbert arrested for petty theft and dealing in stolen property. So there is your News of the Fool story for this morning. Legit, right?
Yeah. Lottery winner.
Sports. Congratulations, Herbert, on the win. What's up in sports?
Well, if you're ready for college football, how do you think Nick Saban feels? He'll tell us coming up in sports.
This is Heather Humphreys, formerly of Collision Experts. For those of you who missed me, I'm back. After operating a collision center for 20-plus years, I'm excited to announce my new shop, On-Site Auto Solutions on Halls Mill Road near I-10. I've been assisting customers with their auto body repair since 1993. Your scratched door, dented hood, or full detail? We're here to help. On-Site Auto Solutions. Call 209-6114. Excellent work, top-notch service, and at an affordable price. On-Site Auto Solutions. 209-6114.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A 19-year-old was shot last night on Farnell Drive in Mobile. Happened just before 10 o'clock. Teenager was taken to the hospital. We do not know how badly he was hurt. We also don't know if a suspect has been arrested. It's election day in Alabama, and voters will head to the polls this morning in some cities across the state. Spanish Fort Mayor Mike McMillan, embroiled in controversy, faces three challengers. McMillan is facing a criminal harassment charge for allegedly slapping a female city employee. In Pritchard, a candidate for city council is no stranger to controversy. Shakisha Clemens is on the ballot today, but you may remember her name from a 2018 video showing her arrest at a Waffle House in Saraland. Employees at the Waffle House told police Clemens threatened them when she was told she had to pay for plastic utensils. Video shows Clemens, who was found guilty of resisting arrest, in a struggle with police. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Fresh, local, that's Allegri Farm Market. With fresh produce daily straight from their farm to your table. Sneak out and catch this morning's pickings and bring home the goodness of the Baldwin County earth, rain, and sunshine. Seasonal fruits, vegetables, locally made products, dairy, shelled peas, and ready-to-cook casseroles. Allegri Farm Market helps make fresh meals easy and affordable. Just off I-10 and Daphne at Highway 181 and County Road 64. Open daily 8 to 6, Sundays 9 to 6. Fresh, local, delicious. Allegri Farm Market.
All right, 749 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Alabama Crimson Tide head coach Nick Saban spoke with the media via video conference yesterday following team practice. That's probably safest for the media in that kind of environment. You don't want a Coke bottle thrown at your head. When asked why it's important...
He's a dandy.
When asked why it's important to him that college football be played this fall during the COVID-19 pandemic, Saban gave a passionate response.
Why is that so important to people? They love sports. People identify with competition. A lot of the principles and values that make you a good player, you know, in sports, whether it's pride in performance, personal discipline, your ability to sustain effort and toughness and persevere, overcome adversity. Now, is it more important than public safety? No, I don't think so. Is there a way that we can do that and keep people safe? I think a lot of people are trying to do that. And if we can do that, I think, you know, we can play.
Saban also thanked those that are working hard to make this football season a reality while acknowledging that the situation could easily change and the season could be canceled. The Tide are scheduled to open their season at Missouri on September 26th.
By the way, I don't think that there's anybody that would be more eloquent and impassioned in the world of college football to explain all of that than Nick Saban.
Yeah.
We know he's a great coach. What gets lost sometimes is the guy is highly intelligent, very motivated. If he wasn't a football coach, he'd be winning at something, don't you think?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. He'd be a great businessman. But I got to tell you, if you think that Nick Saban is eloquent and intelligent, let me introduce you to Mike Gundy one day. Now, that guy, he can put some words together.
Oh, man.
In the NBA playoffs yesterday, the Miami Heat became the third team to advance to the conference semifinals in a 4-0 sweep of the Indiana Pacers. Oklahoma City rallied to beat Houston 117-114 and even their first-round series at 2 apiece. The Milwaukee Bucks are one win from advancing to the second round after beating Orlando in Game 4 of their series, and the Lakers dominated Portland to take a 3-1 series lead. Believe it or not, many MLB teams are already halfway through the league's shortened 2020 regular season. This year, 16 of the 30 teams will make the postseason, but several teams have already taken strong command of their divisions. The LA Dodgers have the best record in the league with 22 wins and 8 losses. They lead the NL West by 4 over the San Diego Padres. The Oakland Athletics have the American League's best record with 20 wins and 9 losses. They have a 4.5-game lead in the AL West. Atlanta leads the NL East with a 16-12 record. The Chicago Cubs lead the NL Central by 3 at the halfway point. Minnesota leads Cleveland in a tight race in the AL Central, and the Tampa Bay Rays and New York Yankees are in an even tighter race for the AL East. Tonight, the Yankees and Braves begin a short 2-game series in Atlanta. The regular season is scheduled to end September 27th, the day after SEC football is slated to begin. 752 FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
You know, the LA Dodgers are like pandemic. What pandemic?
Mm-hmm.
They're playing like this. There was no delay in the season.
I mean, yeah.
They're 22-8.
Yeah.
They got a lot of talent.
They really, really need to win it this year. Always the bridesmaid these last 2 years.
Yep. Good team, though. It's 7:53 now. Mobile Mornings, Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig on FM Talk 106.5.
Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic no-fault lifetime guaranteed tint from ProTint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window tint places.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers and a few thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, scattered showers, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and high temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
In Alabama, we believe in the sanctity of life and support our pro-life values. But Senator Doug Jones's record doesn't reflect those beliefs. In Washington, Senator Jones joined Senate liberals like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and voted against a bill to permanently ban taxpayer funding of abortion. Senator Jones supported federal funding for Planned Parenthood, the country's largest abortion provider. Senator Jones even voted against a bill banning late late-term abortions after 20 weeks. It's time for Senator Jones to change course. Call Senator Doug Jones, 334-792-4924. Urge him to support S-1966, the Protecting Life and Taxpayers Act of 2019. Stop voting with Washington, D.C. liberals. Vote to end taxpayer funding of abortion. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center at Whittington Drive in Dawes Road, they've got a new accident with injuries. Mobile Police Department and Fire Department on the scene. Also still wrapping up wrecks at Cottage Hill, Natchez Trail Court, I-10 eastbound on Highway 90 and Airport and Bourbon Drive. Still in the road. Roadways. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne and Tillman's Corner invites you in for lunch today. 7 wings and french fries, only $9.99. They've got their chicken Caesar salad, the 3 fish tacos, Philly cheesesteak, and more, all served to you by the world-famous Hooters girls every day till 3 p.m. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Text line is open, right?
Text line's wide open.
Would you happen to know that number?
Let me see. Let me check my phone. 251-343-0106. That number the same for our text line and phone lines. When we open the when we open those lines in the second half of the 8 o'clock hour, because of course we have Quinn Hillier coming up at the top of the next hour to talk the RNC.
Excellent. And speaking of personalities on FM Talk 106.5, David in Mobile texts, "Hey, what happened to Sean Sullivan?" So Sean's fine. I just saw him walk through the door. He just doesn't have to get up at quarter after zero anymore.
Yeah, he's still here. He's still running the station and doing you know, the great things that Sean does around here, which I'm still not exactly sure what that is, but he's doing a lot of great things.
He was rough on me the first when we sat down to review our show yesterday. I took a whipping in the back room, but hopefully we're better today.
Tough but fair.
Of course.
I'll always say that about Sean, but yeah, he's still here.
He's the Judge Judy of dudes.
He really, you know, I've never heard anyone put it like that, but that, I've always said he's the Dr. Phil of dudes.
Okay.
But yeah, definitely a Judge Judy vibe off of Sean. But yeah, he's still here, and this was the plan all along. So Jeff Poor started, I think he's on week four now.
Yeah.
In that 9 a.m.
First week of August,
and he's in that 9 a.m. to noon slot. So he's coming up after Mobile Mornings, and we'll break down the Republican National Convention in detail. And then coming up at noon, Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan. He hasn't gone anywhere. He's just not waking up as early and coming in for Mobile Mornings because we've got Dan Brennan on the job now.
Man, this is a lot of fun, and I really, really, really love this opportunity, and I thank you all for allowing me to be part of your station, and to the listeners, be part of your mornings for sure. Laura is not going to be a big event for us, but it is going to be rainy all week long, according to Dr. Bill Williams. So there you go. A lot of news and traffic straight ahead.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A 19-year-old was shot last night on Farnell Drive in Mobile. Happened just before 10 o'clock. Teenager was taken to the hospital. We do not know how badly he was hurt. We also don't know if a suspect has been arrested. It's election day in Alabama, and voters will head to the polls this morning in some cities across the state. Spanish Fort Mayor Mike McMillan, embroiled in controversy, faces three challengers. McMillan is facing a criminal harassment charge for allegedly slapping a female city employee. In Pritchard, a candidate for city council is no stranger to controversy. Shakisha Clemens is on the ballot today, but you may remember her name from a 2018 video showing her arrest at a Waffle House in Saraland. Employees at the Waffle House told police Clemens threatened them when she was told she had to pay for plastic utensils. Video shows Clemens, who was found guilty of resisting arrest, in a struggle with police. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.